What's up, fools? It's me, Robin O'Neill, me reading stuff. I'm coming at you tonight with a very special themed podcast. Have I ever done a themed podcast before? I'm not sure I have. But this theme, the theme of tonight's podcast, special edition, special edition, Texas. You heard me right, people. I'm talking about Texas. I'm talking about Tex-Mex. I'm talking about Willie Nelson. I'm talking about Friday Night Lights. Ann Richards. Joel Osteen. The Ghetto Boys. Jessica Simpson. Leatherface. Mark Cuban. Whataburger. Oh, God, the Whataburger. Sonic? I don't know if Sonic's really from there. Whataburger. Come on, Whataburger. Orange and White Stripes, Whataburger. The Astrodome. Henry Lee Lucas. He wasn't born there, but he died there. He was in prison there. He confessed to a million murders to the Texas Rangers there. What else? Lone Star Beer. Keep Austin Weird. Beyonce. Did I say Frito Pie? Frito Pie. J.R. Ewing. Dallas. Purple Drink. Sazura. Branch Davidians. Gillies. I went to Gillies as a young girl, by the way. Dr. Pepper. Dusty Rhodes. Hallelujah. Shout out to my Dusty Rhodes episode of me reading stuff. I'll put a link in the description. Let me write that down. Dusty Rhodes. Dazed and Confused and the Toadies, everybody. The Toadies. Lots of things to talk about when you talk about Texas. I feel very qualified to talk about Texas. Very, very, very qualified. Perhaps overly qualified. I've lived in Texas at least half, if not more than half of my life. I wasn't born there. I'm happy to say I was born in Omaha, Nebraska. I think I'm split right down the middle. I'd love to ask my listeners tonight, do I sound like a Midwesterner or do I sound like a Texan? I hear both. I hear a little bit more Midwestern in me. My brother is 3 years younger and he sounds fully Texan because I lived in Texas many different times of my life, like four or five different times. But eventually we moved there for kind of what was the long haul when I was in sixth grade. So my brother was in third. So he kind of developed his language. For instance, he says y'all. I don't say y'all. I've never said y'all in all seriousness. Sometimes I'll try to fit in with Texans and I'll type y'all in texts to them, to my family members, not like the ones that I now have who live in Texas, like my brother's wife. I'll always say y'all to her, but I sense that I'm just trying to fit in. I've never said y'all naturally. I'll say that. I say you guys. But anyway, I love Texas. Texas, the reason I'm doing this Texas podcast is I want to give a big mention to the Dallas Art Fair. I was going to be a part of it through two different galleries of mine, both Inman Gallery in Houston, Texas, and Susan Inglot Gallery in New York. They were both heading there with several new pieces of mine, and the fair was, you know, supposed to start here very soon. I can't remember when. But obviously that's not happening. And so they're doing it online for now. They're doing several fun online events. This is kind of considered one, I think. I mean, I'm going to say it is. This is just a way to get the word out and send all of you guys there. It will be online from April 14th to the 23rd. You can preview the work. It is rescheduled. Let's hope everything works out for the actual fair where you can walk your little feet all around the building from October, I think, 1st through the 4th. So who the hell knows what's going on? I've never wanted to go to a fair so badly in my life. And previous to this COVID-19 outbreak, I never wanted to go to an art fair. You couldn't catch me dead in one. But now that I can't go, and it can't open, I'm like, you get me to an art fair, get me to a party, get me to the club, what's another place I normally found mortifying? Disneyland. Shit, I'll even go to Disneyland when normally, again, I went two different times because I loved the friends I went with. Other than that, you really do have to put a gun to my head to send me out into any of this kind of shit. But right now, I would go to the art fair. And I would get a new outfit and I would bring friends and I would go out for drinks afterwards. I mean, seriously, I've never wanted to party more in my life. Listen to any podcast in the past. All I talked about pre-COVID-19, that is, I never wanted to go to a party. I never wanted to be around anybody. This is killing me. I probably sound like a broken record because I keep talking about it. But anyway, I want you guys to check that out. Obviously, along with everything else I'll be talking about, I will put a link in the description of the podcast for you to find the Dallas Art Fair, to find my galleries, to find Dusty Roads, to find, what else did I mention? Whataburger, Frito pie recipes. If you've never had Frito pie, here I am. I'm going to, you know, not everybody who listens is from Texas or the South. So I'm going to tell you about Frito pie. Get a bag of Fritos. You can do the Fritos as a topping or as the underlayer. Get a bowl. First of all, make chili. Sorry, I'm going backwards. Make some chili, whatever style you like. Beef chili, go ahead. Godspeed. Turkey chili, that's what I do. Turkey chili. Vegetarian chili. Lots of beans in your chili. Whatever the hell you want. Or canned chili, which now that I just moved to Washington State, people love canned chili here, apparently. Okay, get that. Heat it up. I recommend chopping up some white onions or red onions. I recommend, what else do I put on there? Oh, you better have some shredded cheddar cheese or Colby Jack, whatever you want. So anyway, you get your bowl, you put your Fritos in the bowl. Then you pour your chili on top. Then you get some sour cream, some cheese, some raw onions chopped up. Put some hot sauce on there if you want. Put some cilantro if you have it, whatever you want. Basically, you get the idea. So those Fritos, because they're corn chips, they start soaking things up and start feeling a lot like, I don't know, like a tamale almost, you know? Like it starts getting wet with the, that sounds gross, but it soaks in that chili. Anyway, best goddamn thing you'll ever have. Trust me, if you haven't done it, this is the time while you're in quarantine. Next time you order your groceries, get some Fritos, get an onion, get chili. Make sure you have cheese and sour cream. Have a fucking great time. I know you will. Yeah, so this is about Texas. Again, I lived in let's see, one more thing about Texas. So I lived there for a short time as a little tiny kid. We moved there when I was maybe three or four. I went to kindergarten outside of Houston, lived through Hurricane Alicia, which took the roof off of my house. While I was hiding, while the hurricane was going on, I was hiding with my mom and my little tiny baby brother. Roof came off the house. Cul-de-sac became a whirlpool for days. People were floating by our house in canoes. Again, nowhere with shelter to live. It was insane. My dad was out of town. My mom was a young mother. You could tell she thought it sucked. It seemed fun for us as kids. It was like, holy shit, we live in the middle of a, I don't know, we live kind of in a house surrounded by water. I mean, it seemed amazing. And I had already loved The Wizard of Oz at this time, so the whole thing was actually kind of romantic. But it sucked to be an adult around that time, I can tell you that. Anyway, we didn't live there for that long. And then we moved to Omaha, Nebraska, where I was born and where we were all from. My parents, deep roots in Omaha, several generations. Then, I don't know if this even matters. Let me speed this up. So then I get back in sixth grade to Texas. I don't vibe that well with Texas at first. People are making fun of me because I'm wearing sweatpants all the time. I didn't know you were supposed to try to be cool with clothes because where I'm from in Omaha, nobody was really that cool. Nobody knew about fashion. So suddenly I was in a different environment, like near Dallas. One time I got an Esprit shirt from the Esprit outlet in Dallas. That was a very big deal to me. That made me feel like, oh my God, I have an Esprit shirt. Maybe people will like me more. And, you know, they started to like me more, not because of the Esprit shirt. Maybe, who knows why, because I was way too nice to everybody. Grew up there, Grapevine High School. That's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then I went to East Texas State University, where I got a great art education. Every professor out there in the art program was insanely amazing, and all the students were too, so I was very happy about that. Then I moved around a lot, ended up back in Houston, where I got an art career. And I say that without any hesitation and without any exaggeration. If I hadn't have moved, I quit grad school in Chicago, moved to Texas. Everybody thought I was an idiot, and I was an idiot. But I also knew I made this leap of faith, like, I don't know. Things were going really well in Chicago, aside from the fact that I saw one of my neighbors jump off of our tall high rise. That was not good. But then I don't know. I was just like, I don't know. I need to be back in Texas to be an artist. It was so weird and dumb, but it ended up working out. And I stayed in Texas for a long, long time. I think until 2010 or 11. And that's when I moved to California. But so most of my life was in Texas. I bought my first house in Texas. And that weird leap of faith I made really did create a career for me. Because if Texans can do anything, there's a lot of things they can do. But as an artist, I've never felt more supported anywhere in my life as I did in Texas and still do in Texas. Texas, I consider my home state mainly for two reasons. My parents live there still, and because I am a Texas artist. And I will always consider myself a Texas artist. I will probably never live in Texas again full time, but I will always be a Texas artist. And my God, Texas has great artists, great galleries, and the absolute best museums. You got to go to the Manila in Houston. You've got to go to the Modern in Fort Worth. I mean, I could go on, and I do a lot, but long story short, Texas is no joke. I mentioned things like, you know, Joel Osteen and Jessica Simpson in my description, in my fun list of Texas things, but my God, I should have listed the Rothko Chapel, the Cy Twombly Gallery. It's insane. So anyway, I love Texas. Check out the Dallas Art Fair online. I am now going to read to you. So for those of you new to the podcast, I love reading out loud. I love talking into microphones and I love being alone. So me getting to talk, I love communicating too, though. But not necessarily always with other people. I just like to talk a lot. And I never want to do this like rambling thing when I'm around other people because I actually like to hear from them more. So the reason I do this podcast is I'm excited about a lot of things. And when I'm excited about things, I have to share them. But even pre-COVID-19, I rarely got out of the house. So this was my way to start sharing the things I loved with people. So today I'm going to share a poet and a poem that I really love from Anselm Berrigan. What can I say about him? Just a poet with family roots in poetry. You can read more about that online. He is published in Wave Books. Notes from Irrelevance was from Wave Books. Something for Everybody, which was just a year or two ago. Wave Books, you know, and Come In Alone. I love Wave Books. I talk about it all the time. I'm going to link that as well. For those of you who want to support any sort of smaller businesses or anybody who publishes great poetry, Wave Books and New Directions, I would throw some money their way right now, and I would definitely buy everything they have by Anselm Berrigan. I remember I also, when I first got into him, I noticed he's one of the few poets on Twitter who I really like. I like his Twitter account a lot. What else? I mean, that's just kind of minor, but it means something to me. I like his poems even more, obviously, but I really like him on Twitter. And also, at one time, I remember, and I made sure I was remembering this right, I listened to one of his readings from when Something for Everybody was released, and he was doing some readings. And I remember him saying in the beginning, I'd like to thank my family for putting up with my nerves and bullshit today. And I just was like, anybody who says that is my kind of person. And really, I think every artist, poet, musician can really get away with saying that before they perform, speak, lecture, whatever it is. Like, I would like to say that now at the beginning of everything I ever do, because anybody who puts up with my bullshit and my nerves and my anxiety and my talkativeness and my massive amounts of health problems that go along with getting nervous, I mean, God bless you all. Anyway, all right, without further ado, I'm going on and on and on. Sorry I'm so long-winded, but I'm really excited to read you this poem. Now, why am I reading Anselm Berrigan, who I believe is considered more of a New York person, or at least I thought that. I don't know where he lives, but if you happen to be listening, Anselm, I'd love to know where you live. I think it's in New York. But anyway, I remembered this poem having a mention of Texas, so that was enough for me. And I decided that that was a better way to do it than to be too precious about Texas. You don't have to be born there to have made a good mention in a poem about it. So here I go. This poem is called Zero Star Hotel, and in parentheses, at the Smith and Jones. And this is actually an earlier poem from 2002, and this was from Edge Books. And right now it's available for only $14. So go buy this book. Do it. Don't even hesitate. Here we go. Zero Star Hotel at the Smith and Jones. At the Smith and Jones factory, I get my gear. Don't smoke, don't vote, dry off with Madonna towel. It's a field night for the roachies. Smoked too many crumbs, too much genre manipulation. Looks like nothing ever happened, except everything's wet. Singed cork rubbeth face. Pay concierge slash owner in red-checked PJs. For Ross's eight nights, decapitate writer's head and sacrifice to gods of buried vocals. Doug Roth says, Id Keats was here in our burgers. He'd slug him every time if he played the Weltmeister. Double slug, West Nile virus strikes Bill five times. Though he's scared to enter Queens, despite status as honorary Met, Metro musician speaks, if the global workforce continues to be decimated by disease and natural catastrophe, it will be necessary to clone a workforce. Please give in advance to help create this force in exchange for these accordion songs. Merci. It takes a dick to raise a pyramid. Motorcycle crash on the tongue. Small business buried. This short but expansive, demonological expose is, in all probability, my own diabolized and garbled version of raising the listener to the rank of dualist believer. Three nines, plus 15, two fours, king high, lose five. Two fives, ace high. Lose five, nothing ace high. Lose finger, right index. Zilch. Ace high, lose left thumb, 10 and seven pairs. Get thumb back, doesn't fit. Two fives, hand back thumb. Six high, lose hand, split. The moral right of the author has been deserted, and tearful words that rhyme. You are not crumbling, and you are tired of crumbling. The moral continuum of the GoBots heresy has been dejected with feelings of paranoia. Thank Augustine, for like Leonard Nimoy, you and I are made mostly of water. But when the assholes play ukuleles and gloat about cheap rent, the sight of the world quarters me. Thus I regress shame and embarrassment, fucking up the life. Many otters are also making current loans, whilst unable to find the function button next to the pause button. While you were invisible, I was privy to the seamscape. Brutish pre-configuring was there. End poem, with gambling write out dreams, another personal rule, broken to quote face death, unquote, with apologies to the just now stomped roachy. They were all my friends, and they died. An old thread and a new one. Coptic R, Blue Lady, Bahrain Coin, Midnight, Madoc, Eddie Snickers, Insects Attack, Denim Guy Who Robs Drugstores, Yearning to Speak, Cocktail Fugitive Angst, Ball Refuses to Be Thrown, Be Not Frozen in Cigar, Store Scared to Emote. Basically, we need a cultural tilting of the bowl or diseased markets. Interrogation chairs piled up outside guides. Primitives drool intelligence. I can't find the light. 2 degrees outside, the city at odds. Poetry is my strength. Clothes are my weakness. Nobody comes over and never leaves anymore. Incidental back to a sill. Calm, poignant, and terrified. Volunteer me a bus ride. Chase middle fingers with bats. Blooming by the pond. I did not hug the tranquil endowment after a wedding, drank everything I could. Pigeon now weird big books everywhere, jogging in Hollywood t-shirts. We raised this park and built a pond by which to shoot movies. They shot us on the pond, and it was the best, I hate that dog, I ever had a feeding with a bottle. Now Eddie's bored. People invented God to excuse their bad habits, this roach says to me. There isn't anyone it even wants to imitate. Eddie and I play anti-chess. Both begin in check. Now Ross is gone. Bearer of sock herb, impressor of exiled temps. Is my comment. Leaking uranium on the seabed. Others tilt ever so slightly swoopward, blame the spiritual outsider at the reading reaching for the bar food. Well, we've got to put those subs somewhere or else sells them as staples of a fast food fat-reducing diet. Find and replace, he said. I see a crabby peering through a crag. Passengers next to antagonist. All my darkness is product. I sell it your way as wisdom. You lose blue. Use red. I see my feet sometimes. Artificial's the right word. Clinical joy, unreported, poke a hole in a blanket, and with your head go through it. I'd never met any mysterious musicians. Sorry, I wish they'd stop saying Lord and ended this Pope business. My relative Clap died at the Alamo. Let's give Texas back to Mexico. The original of this poem is available for $5,000. When I sell it, I plan to buy a debris slide. I'm broke, but I make more money than my parents did when they were my age. Solid, boundless free fall. My connective tissue, my fine citizen centering circles this frame. Upside down, flying, back first into woods, flipped over handlebars, brake cord detached, leaf imprint on back. What is interesting about him is also what is wrong with him, rendering him electable. He's the guy who poses for trophies, biologically, but he's turning into bio-Satan to be eaten by a despicably healthy human extending a lifespan. I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow. I can buy anything cheaper than you. Who wasted the miracle on the dove? The subject is same name. There's nothing to cross out. $5,000. Have a happy warning. If you don't understand, don't be ashamed to ask three times. The answer is tight-lipped. You have won $30,300. Can I have a glass of water? The Americans had Judy Garland and we had Edie Piaf. He was set to do another season of Superman. Then he was shot. Let's give him a round of applause, everybody. Woo! That was exciting to read. You guys, hello, hello, hello. I feel like throwing my whole desk apart right now, breaking it, smashing it with a mallet. That is a really good poem. And thank you so much to Wave Books, to Anselm Berrigan, to Edge Books also. This is just insane. I am so happy that I get to do this and introduce new people to great poets like him. I can't forget to remind you guys that about two or three episodes ago, I read the wonderful poet Stephanie Gehring. I'm going to put another link for you guys to go buy her chapbook. My God. And just listen to that episode. And so many people have told me that they loved it. So get on that one immediately. And Stephanie is not from Texas, but she lives in Texas. So there's a lot to be said for that. I also want to go ahead and give a shout out to Malvern Books in Austin, Texas, where Stephanie works and has introduced me to a million great books from that store. There's nothing quite like it. So get out there once everything opens up. In the meantime, get to their website, I guess. What else are we going to do here, you guys? I was going to read another poem and another person, but I've just decided, and by the way, that's going to be Mary Carr, but I'm going to read her in a part two of this Texas celebration because I don't know. I got a lot to say about Texas. I got a lot to read about Texas and from Texas. It's so funny. I was also kind of jogging my memory. And did you guys realize that Walt Whitman talks about Texas an awful lot in his poems? And I can't figure out why. Maybe some of you scholars out there know, did he go to Texas? Did he live in Texas ever? I didn't know that, but I remember it being mentioned, even in like Song of Myself or something. I don't know. I just remember that being mentioned, and I need to look into it because that seems so bizarre to me. But anyway, he doesn't seem like a Texas native to me, but who knows? Okay, what's going on? Oh, I want to go to close this out. I want to quickly tell you guys about a new thing I'm doing. I just started it on Instagram. This is one of these things that it takes being in quarantine to pull out things that you've been thinking about doing forever. So for about 15 plus years, probably more than that, actually. Whoa, a lot longer than that. Probably for almost 20 years, I've been collecting photographs that I take just on my cell phone, nothing fancy, of handwritten notes on TV shows and movies. You know, whether it be a documentary, whether it be like a reality show, whatever. If I see a handwritten note and it's interesting, I've taken a photo of it. Been collecting them forever. So I started a new account called Handwritten Notes on TV. That's on Instagram. I'll link you to that too. And I'm really excited about that. But the other thing is, I probably coming next, another thing I've collected forever are cell phones on TV. I liked it before it got kind of more creative, where now you'll see somebody looking at their phone and then you'll see what they're typing above. Everybody was real psyched about that when that happened, and I didn't like it as much as seeing the images. So I might start that, or I'll put that in the stories as little teasers for when I do cell phones on TV. But I gotta say, I've collected some really, really, really good images of handwritten notes on TV and movies. So look out for that. And thank you guys for all of your love. I announced that today and got, you know, I mean, a handful of followers. It made me happy because this is just a purely fun project, just like pretty much everything I do. And also follow me on Instagram and Twitter with my normal accounts, Robyn O'Neill, RobynO'Neill. Now, let's say goodbye. Let's say goodnight. Let's take it easy. Let's celebrate Texas, the Lone Star State. What else? What kind of question? You know, I feel like kind of thinking about, I don't know, helpful thoughts right now. I've been having a really rough 24 hours, and it's starting to make my body do all sorts of wild things because I'm so anxious and stuff. So let me think of some of my favorite key phrases. You guys know this one. Expectations? What are they? Do I hear it? Do I hear the answer? That's right. They're premeditated resentments. Good job. Expectations are premeditated resentments. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Think about that one. Remember, not everybody is going to like you. That was a hard one for me to understand. I mean, I didn't think everybody was going to like me. I thought nobody liked me. But anyway, long story short is it's really good to just go out there in the world knowing and like do a podcast and know, yeah, people don't like you. It's okay. If a few people like you, you're doing great. Let's see. The only people without problems, they're in cemeteries. How do you like that one? There is no unringing a bell. And my final statement of the night is going to be let go or be dragged, everybody. How do you like that? These are off the top of my head. Can you imagine if I actually tried to do something professionally for a change? Maybe next time. Maybe next time I'll try that for part two. But for now, I'm off like a dirty shirt, you guys. Do your laundry, go to sleep, take your pills, eat some popcorn. I'll talk to you guys next time for part two of the Texas celebration. I love you guys. Good night.